Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your engineer for tonight's show of Parenting and Family Reconstructing Learning Lab. Our show guides the listening audience in an interactive conversation on effective parenting. In this episode, we'll focus on developing leadership skills in children, and our listeners are invited to bring guests, bring questions, shall I say, as well as share their parenting experiences to the Learning Lab. With that, I'll bring you the host for tonight's show, Mark Shaheed. As-salamu alaykum, Mark.
Alaykum as-salam to you, Rashid Salam, and to the IWDM radio listening audience. As always, I'd like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Ashhadu ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu. وَشَهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُلُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ بَعْدُ. That is, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian, evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worshipped except for one, Allah alone, and that he has no partners nor associates in his rule. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed the seal of the prophets, and he is Allah's humble servant and his noble and generous messenger. And what follows in an excellent salutation. I am Mark Shaheed. I'm the host, the facilitator, and the producer, along with Dr. Patricia Slaw-Dean of the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. That's heard each and every Wednesday here on IWDM Radio. And for those of you who may be tuning in for the first time, Dr. Slaw-Dean and myself want to welcome you. And we want you to know that this, in fact, is your learning lab. And we'd like for you to be engaged in the Learning Lab. And if you have any questions or any comments on what Dr. Slaw-Dean or myself may say tonight or in previous Learning Labs here on IWDM Radio, we do ask that you press 1 and our engineer, Rashid Salam, will alert me that you have your hand up and you want to ask a question or make a comment. And we're also aware of the fact that many of you listen to this broadcast by way of the internet. And for you to be involved, and we would love for you to be involved, you do have to call into the studio. And that number is 714-816-4673. Once again, the call-in number to the studio is 714-816-4673. And for those of you who may just come and listen each and every Wednesday, well, not very much to say. We would love to hear from you, especially if something that's said tonight or have been said on previous Learning Labs that has resonated with you, Dr. Slaw-Dean, and I would love to hear from you. Before we get started on tonight's Learning Lab, we want you always to bring an open mind and open heart to this Learning Lab as we teach about what correct parenting is and how to reconstruct the destructive family life. We also want you to know that you need to have a pen and pad. A pen and pad. Please bring it to the Learning Lab. Perchance that something will be said that is noteworthy and you can jot it down. We want you also to know that there is a foundation for this Learning Lab as well as the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and they are the same. We use as the source, not resource, but as the source of this Learning Lab is Al Quran, the life example of the prophet in the demonstration of the Quran, and the tafsir, which simply means the clear explanation by Imam W.D. Muhammad. We're using an outstanding publication as our textbook, and we've been using it for weeks now. It's an outstanding publication. It is titled Parenting Skills Based on the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet, Practical Applications for Various Ages, and it was authored by Dr. Muhammad and Ikram Bashir. They were co-authors, married, and since that time, Dr. Muhammad Bashir has transitioned. So we're still trying in search to try to find our beloved sister Ikram Bashir, and we would love to have her on at some point in time. We also want you to know that it is incumbent that you don't come to the Learning Lab by yourself, but bring somebody along with you, because if you benefit, others can benefit too. We also want you to know we established some staples here on the Learning Lab, as we've given a very simplistic but a very profound definition when it comes to parenting. And please take note, I said every week, every Wednesday, but don't take it lightly. Please ingest and digest this simplistic but very profound definition of parenting. We said that parenting is the process of nurturing and cultivating not only the physical, but the moral, the emotional, the rational, the intellectual, the social, and the spiritual development of our children from infanthood to adulthood. This is a big role and responsibility that Almighty God, Allah, has given to us as parents and in parenting. And the misnomer is that this is the role and responsibility of mothers only. No, it is a responsibility not only of mothers, but also of fathers in nurturing and cultivating those vital components that comprise the holistic human being. Also, we have established here is that the role and responsibility is to raise our children up to become leaders and to exemplify leadership qualities, first and foremost for themselves, then their family, and then their community. And we say, inshallah, which means God willing, in terms of understanding, be consciously regardful of our role and responsibility in our relationship to our children and having that mindset and disposition that some world leaders can and will emerge from that way of thinking. And we also, outside of Almighty God, Allah is being the first teacher. Allah is the first teacher of all human beings. He has given the honor and distinction to all mothers in being the first teacher and also leaders, not only for our baby girls, but also for our baby boys. And as the Prophet Muhammad has said, paradise lies at the foot of the mother. So she has that opportunity first and foremost in terms of disseminating foundational information and education for our baby girls and for our baby boys. And so with that being said, for those who tune in for the first time, it has become a tradition to always have an overview of the previous episode here on the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And for that, we go to our very distinguished and esteemed co-host and co-facilitator and producer of the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, my partner, Dr. Patricia Salahuddin. Assalamu alaikum to you, Dr. Salahuddin.
Wa alaikum as-salam, Mark. How are you doing this evening?
You know, I'm always, seem like I'm always fired up on Wednesday because it's Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And you know, my thinking is this, and I know your thinking is the same, that the first social unit in human society, the cornerstone, is the family life. So if we're ever going to correct or reconstruct the family life and human community and human society, it has to begin in that first social unit, which is the family life. Back to you, Dr. Salahuddin.
Thank you, Mark. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. This evening, we are sharing with you the summary from last week. But before I begin that, I would like to say that if you want to hear the entire episode, go to blogtalkradio.com and select Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. The Family and Reconstruction Learning Lab uses the resource Parenting Skills Based on the Quran and Sunnah by Dr. Ikram and Dr. Muhammad Rida Bashir. The book can be purchased from Amana Book Publications. That's www.amana-publications.com, and you may also purchase this book on Amazon. For the episode last week, our special guest was Imam Fahim Shuaib, a scholar from whom we seek commentary and insights on many issues. In this Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, Imam Shuaib shared insights on parenting from his personal experience as a child, young adult, and as a parent raising his own children. On the topic of self-search, Imam Shuaib gave pertinent and thought-provoking comments about the influence of parenting on a child and the impact that the era or environment, how the impact in the era and the environment also play in the development of a child. In our conversation, he shared experiences from his childhood and his relationship with his mother and father. He also shared his experiences as a parent and his effort in raising his children. And I again encourage you to go and seek this episode to hear it if you weren't present on last Wednesday, because he had some great stories and some very sensitive material to share with us that I cannot capture all of that, but I will definitely give you some overview. And we'll start with the love and affection received from your parents. That was one of the questions that the authors of this publication used in the questionnaire on self-searching. So Imam Shuaib began his response by informing us that behavior is learned from three generations back. He said to explore a problem that a child may have one would have to go back at least three generations. Everyone is socialized by the previous group. We should go back to our great-grandparents to identify behaviors that are governing our present lives and behaviors. He referenced Ismail Faruqi's book, Abrahamic Trilogy. The present mother, like our mother, is influenced by her great-grandmother. So if you can follow that, you can see that three generation going back, it does influence us. The actual socialization is influenced by the impact we're experiencing from the prior generation. So sometimes your behaviors are not even your mother's behaviors, back from your grandmother or the great-grandmother. He said that technology is speeding up information in that children are being exposed to things much earlier today than in the past. Things that it would take years for them to see, they are made aware of before they're even 10 years old. This exposure is bringing things to children's minds sooner than before. Continuing with the topic of parental affection, Imam Shuaib shared the hadith of the Prophet's response to the man who objected to the Prophet kissing a child. The Prophet's response to him was, "I can't help you because you are mercy deprived. If you cannot show this kind of affection to children, Allah has not given you that sensitivity." Regarding his personal experience, Imam Shuaib shared a story that painted a picture of the relationship that he had with his father that impacted him. After sharing the story, he concluded with the statement, "There's a hole in the young man's heart in the shape of his father, if the father is absent." Sometimes we replicate what happens to us in our family, or sometimes it inspires one to be the daddy that our dad was not. Brother Mark reiterated that there is a difference between a father and a daddy. The question, moving on to the last question in the self-search, we ask, who is the person that had the most positive impact on you? And Imam Shuaib's response was his mother. And he shared with us the strong bond that he had with his mother. She was a great influence in his life, and his reverence for her was so deep to the point that he does not remember getting angry with his mother. On the topic of evaluating ourselves as parents, Imam Shuaib stated that the parenting style is impacted by the era in which the children are born, as well as the events happening in the parent's life. Those events can trigger emotions and behaviors that are not the best in responding to the needs of the child. But Allah is merciful. He said that he learned from himself that when you try to put the fear of God in your child, you put in them the hatred of yourself. He emphasized that we thank Allah for giving us information to dial us back to the way of Allah through the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And the question two in evaluating, doing everything perfect regarding our children, how do we see ourselves in that regard? Imam Shuaib shared his experience of losing a child. It is said that the child born after the loss of a child can become a replacement child. This may happen with their parents unconsciously. Parents should be aware of this possibility and be conscious of the child's reception of their place in the family. Children have their own ethos or environments that is created by the era in which they live. The environment impacts them and it impacts parenting. For example, those who grew up in the 60s and the 70s were impacted by the music of Motown. Later, the influencing music was rap and hip-hop. Movies also are influencing elements of any time period of a child's life. Presently, children have various elements of social media that are major influences in their lives. Parents must take these influencing elements into consideration and prepare themselves accordingly. In conclusion, Imam Shuaib shared that Imam Muhammad said that there is a shift in children's consciousness in this era, and we must cultivate empathy and understanding for the children as we guide them in their development. Back to you, Mark.
Alhamdulillah. And for those who don't know what Alhamdulillah is, we're just saying that all the praise and thanks belongs to God for whatever it is that we receive in terms of any knowledge or information that will help us in our transformation, if you will, in our evolving process as parents and also as a family. And I want to thank Dr. Patricia Slaw-Dean once again for she does an excellent job of overviewing. I can never do it like that, but she does an excellent job of actually recapping all of the very thought-provoking statements that was made in the previous episode. And she said you can always go back in the archives, and you can retrieve it in its entirety. Just want to just make one statement, and then we're going to get on with tonight's learning lab, what we have to present tonight. I can't overemphasize it. It is a real clear distinction between dad or daddy and father. Any male that is not impotent can become a dad. Now, if you notice on the calendar, and thank Allah that Mother's Day is commemorated on the calendar, a day in the month of May, and Father's Day, not Dad's Day or Daddy's Day, but Father's Day. A father is a role and a responsibility. And I really want to emphasize that, because in terms of parenting, there is a distinct role that both mothers and fathers play in terms of the nurturing and the cultivating. You know, we don't want to entertain some of these shows like Maury, Who's the Baby's Daddy? And we've heard a lot of things that have said in a supposedly a funny or comical way. But this is serious business when we start talking about parenting. And we want to see real mothers, and we want to see real fathers consciously regardful of their role and responsibility. That's real manhood. That is real fatherhood. So I just want to say that, Dr. Slaw-Dean. And so tonight, where we go from here, I think that we have covered the first two letters in the acronym of self-search. And by the way, for our radio listening audience, this is the first chapter of the book, Parenting Skills Based on the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet, Practical Applications for Various Ages. It's an excellent publication that Dr. Slaw-Dean has already told you about. You should purchase that book, and so you can able to follow along with us. And that S stands for search, and we've covered information in regards to search. And we've covered the E, which is evaluate. So you're searching for yourself as a parent. You're going to evaluate yourself. And now I think, Dr. Slaw-Dean, we are on A, which is acknowledge. And so what do you have from us from the book and whatever commentary you'd like to make? Dr. Slaw-Dean.
Okay, Mark. So we're dealing with the A, acknowledge. And so the authors are telling us that once we've searched ourselves, we look at our findings, and after that, after we've answered the questions, we should categorize our findings under positive or negative behaviors. Mm-hmm. And then we're looking at how we're going to deal with it, the negative and the negative behavior. And so they're saying, number one, put your trust in Allah and make a commitment to positive change, and acknowledge our strengths, acknowledge our weaknesses, and then look at the weaknesses and make a positive, make a commitment to make a change. And we want to make sure that we're looking at these unhealthy habits and making setting a plan to change those unhealthy habits. And they also said at The core of the matter is in leaving out the unhealthy inherited habits, those habits that we find that we got from those generations back. So we can leave those, we need to work to leave those unhealthy habits out. And that's what they're telling us in Under Acknowledged.
Yes, alhamdulillah. No, that's excellent. And I really, you know, I'm a wordologist. Most of you know that. And I love acronyms, and especially acronyms that are very substantive when you think about it. And just following that line of thinking by Dr. Ikram and Dr. Muhammad Bashir, how they coined the acronym. In terms of self-searching, searching for yourself and going back in time in terms of your socialization, your acculturation, and then evaluating yourself. Yeah, you know, evaluating yourself. And so we had a list of questions and everything so that we could evaluate ourselves. Now, we didn't keep a score or anything like that. It is actually designed so that you can evaluate your own self. As a parent, and see how your past has positively or maybe negatively impacted you as a parent. And so the next thing is, which would be natural, would be acknowledging. You know, even before we get to the C, which is change, we have to acknowledge both the good and bad, if you will, the positive and the negative. For us, for transformation, for even elevation in whatever it is, role, responsibility that we have to acknowledge. And this is something that I found, Dr. Salahuddin, sometimes it's very difficult for people to acknowledge certain things about themselves, to evaluate themselves accurately. But to acknowledge, it's almost like, you know, facing what it is that has been a reality for you. That's not saying that it is the reality that we should show as parents or in our parenting skills, because we don't want to kill, you see. We want to have the skills. And so acknowledging what it is that we actually have is a very important step, a very important step. Many people never acknowledge, you know, you just didn't do a very good job because, as Dr. Salahuddin said, and we'll get up if we move further on this acronym, that we just following tradition. And it kind of reminds me, and I'm quite sure it probably reminds you, Dr. Salahuddin, and our very astute radio listening audience, where Allah says, for some of the people, when revelation came and they responded, we were following the traditions of our fathers. So, right. You know, when we look at what Imam Fahim Shuaib said, it makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. You go back three generations, and perhaps I'll even say this. I feel safe in saying this. It may go back further than that. I mean, if you put a tracer on it, you know, when we have problems and issues and all, I always say, hey, the first thing you have to do when you have a problem or issue is that you have to face it. Right. And then you trace it. That's the tracing, what Imam Fahim Shuaib was saying last week. Then you trace it. And it's only when you face it and you trace it that you can possibly erase it. And then there's a possibility to replace it with something better. And here we're talking about parenting skills. So that's all. I could say a lot more, but I'll stop there and want to say to those of you who just may tune in, you are listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Salahuddin and Mark Shahid. And if you have a question or comment on anything that Dr. Salahuddin or myself would say tonight, we do invite you to press 1. For any question or comment, and if what you're hearing is resonating with you tonight, then we'd like to hear from you also. Back to you, Dr. Salahuddin. So what's the next letter that we have here after acknowledge, is that R, would that be for reinforcement? So,
yes, indeed.
Okay.
That is for reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do is reinforce the positive parental mm-hmm. behaviors and keep practicing them with our children. If they work, we must continue using them. And I would like to say that the authors did say that the positive behaviors are those behaviors that are based in Islamic teachings. They're suitable
mm-hmm.
for the environment, and they help our children become strong and confident Muslims. So those behaviors that we find once we are finished with our evaluation of ourselves, once the behaviors that we are exhibiting or that we're
mm-hmm.
using, the ones that are based in Islamic teachings, the ones that are suitable for the environment that our children are in, and the ones that are going to make our children, help them to become strong and confident Muslims, then
mm-hmm.
we make sure we reinforce those behaviors. And that's what I'm sharing with us.
Yes, alhamdulillah. I really love this here, ma'am, the natural progression here, because now we actually are talking about reinforcing. This can't be underscored in terms of the positiveness that we want our children. All children need to have a foundation. And part of the role and responsibility of parenting, as we say, tarbiyah actually means parenting in the Arabic language, parenting. So when we exemplify that tarbiyah in terms of parenting, we always are reinforcing all the positive things that we know will build good, excellent self-esteem, excellent moral character. We want to our children to really understand and acknowledge who they really are. So when you reinforce those things that are really, really positive, you're really doing a great benefit for our children, reinforcing those things. And oftentimes in society today, we hear very deflating type comments that oftentimes parents make to their children. They don't reinforce the good things that should be said to our children, the positive things that should be said to our children, but more emphasis is put on the negative things. So reinforcement mm-hmm. is so vitally important, and especially if we want our children to love and appreciate this way of life in terms of al-Islam. So the reinforcement of all those things that is positive, that is nurturing, that is cultivating to the type of child that we want to see grow and develop into a consciously regardful adult, conscious regardful of their Lord and Creator, conscious and regardful of God's word, will, and way that they want to live their life, we have to utilize those things that are positive in reinforcing them. A lot more could be said about that. I think I said enough, Dr. Salahuddin. And we want to invite our radio listening audience, please don't hesitate, don't deliberate, and most certainly don't procrastinate to press 1 if you have a question or comment, or what you hear Dr. Salahuddin saying or myself. And if, in fact, this is resonating with you, Dr. Salahuddin and myself, we would love to hear from you. All you have to do is press 1. And those who listen by way of the Internet, for you to be involved, all you have to do is call into the studio. That number is 714-816-4673. And Rashid Salam, our engineer, will alert me that you have your hand up. So this is your learning lab. So please get involved. I hope you're taking good notes tonight, too. All right, Dr. Salahuddin, we're moving along. We're not an express train, but we are choo-chooing along here. And so after R, and this is a biggie, that would be C, and this is for change. So what can you give us in regards to the authors talking about the importance of change. Dr. Slaudin.
Okay, Mark. So the author says that we should change the negative parental behaviors and replace them with the positive ones. We have to work hard at this because change does not come easily, as we all know. It takes hard work to change habits, especially those that are those bad habits. So we have to be patient and keep trying. And I'm going to stop here and say that one of the times of Allah is so merciful for us. He gives us an actual time of the year to change bad habits. During the month of Ramadan, he gives us that 30 days that we commit ourselves to reinforce the good habits that we know that we should be displaying in our lives. So we have the month of Ramadan to change any of those bad habits, so we should take advantage of that. The author said that changing bad habits into good ones is worth the struggle. The expected benefits of our children's development are too important for us not to try our best to change these habits. When trying to change our bad habits or negative parenting behavior, we should follow the advice of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, and always perform Salatul Hajjah. Now, I actually looked up that prayer, that dua, and so when I will share that with our listeners, and when I finish, the prayer of need. That's the type of prayer this is. Hajjah. It means need, and make dua intensely to help us in the process of trying to become a better parent. In addition, we must repeat this prayer a few times rather than just performing it once. Now, what I found was actually there are several duas that are, you know, that are considered dua of need, and one of them that we're probably very familiar with is the one that Moses, the prayer of Moses.
Yes.
That prayer. So that one is one, and in this book called The Prayer of Muhammad, the prayers of Muhammad is the title of the book. One dua, and this is from Surah 28, Ayat 16. My Lord, behold, I have wronged my soul, therefore forgive me. That's Surah 28, Ayat 16. And Surah 17. My Lord, since thou hast favored me, I shall nevermore be a supporter of the wicked. And same Surah, Ayat 21. My Lord, deliver me from the oppressive people. And the same Surah, Ayat 24. My Lord, behold, I stand in need of whatever good thou sendest down to me. And then that's the one that Moses, that we are familiar with, that Moses said.
Yes. Yes, alhamdulillah. Yeah, I didn't know you had that. You had that one. That is, and actually, that prayer was for Musa, for those who read the Quran and read the Quran and know the Quran. That prayer was answered almost instantaneously for just doing a good deed. He wound up with a wife and a family. So any good that you have. But it's always good to do good, too. So there's some beautiful selections in the Quran that you have brought to the Learning Lab. Thank you so much, Dr. Slaudin. Just want to say in terms of change, also by way of the Quran. So how is it that we implement change? And so both of the doctors in the book are really emphasizing the need to change bad habits. Bad habits. Mm-hmm. And this is following after reinforcing good things, which is sometimes traditional, can be overemphasized, but the changing of bad habits. So once again, we go to the Quran, and this wasn't in the book, but just in, what Allah has blessed me in the book, Allah gives us the success formula for change. Allah says that he will never change the condition of a people or even one individual person until they first change something that is troubling their soul or their heart. There's different in terms of expressions of that. But the one thing for sure is that we can agree upon that Allah is telling us that it's an inside job and that it, the prerequisites for the change of the condition. Now, people who are servitudes of bad habits, that becomes a condition. And also, it produces exactly what bad habits do. They are harmful, they're detrimental, they're denigrating in terms of bad habits. You may have a bad habit of actually calling your child out of their name. That's a bad habit. That's not a good habit. You may have a bad habit of just saying negative things about them. Well, we want our children to grow. We want them to evolve. We want them to have a good growth and development in every aspect of the components of their life. So we have to get out of the habit of doing that. We should not refer to our children by the N word. We shouldn't do that. Oh, I didn't mean no harm, you know, in that regard. But that's a bad habit. I always give the acronym to choose to have a new growth experience. You have to make a choice to do that. And Allah says that you will get His help when you change something within yourself that is for the better. But the prerequisite is your willingness to change, the willingness to change. Then you can summon Allah's help, and He said He will help. Now, why you might say, well, why won't God just help me? Why? Because Allah has given all human beings a free will. Free will means that you have freedom to make a choice. You have a choice to want to do what's right, to be better, to be the best, or you have the freedom to do what's wrong, to not be better, and not even strive to be the best. See, so, you know, for those who are God conscious, the choice is to always want to make a change for the better. And when we talk about parenting, when we make the change for the better, to change those things that need to be changed, you know, it has a profound effect on our children. Our parenting skills are based on how we're able to reinforce the positive and be able to change the negative. I'm hoping that's noteworthy. You should put that down. You know, because if they give this acronym, if you see the flow of it, it just makes so much sense. So we do invite you, our radio listening audience, if you have any questions or comments, this is time to press 1. I'm going to just do a little mini survey because we're moving along pretty good here because we're right at C and we only have one letter left is H, and we might have a few examples here. I'm going to ask you, radio listening audience, because you're so quiet tonight, nobody has pressed 1. I'm just going to ask you. You don't have to say anything. Just be a participant. If what you're hearing tonight here on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab that's given out of the book, Parenting Skills Based on the Quran and the Sunnah, Practical Applications for Various Ages, if what you heard Dr. Slaudine, myself, has said tonight, has this resonated with you? And if so, I'm going to just count to 10. I'm going to ask you to press 1. Just hold it there for 10 seconds. You don't have to say anything. If you're shy, you don't want to say anything, or you don't want anybody to know who you are, if you're listening in or whatever, just hold it for 10 seconds. Okay. And I'm halfway there. And 10, okay. So, Rashid Salam, I'm going to ask you to look at that studio. Did anybody press 1 or not?
No, Mark, they didn't press 1 at all.
Oh, they pressed 1. Okay. Okay, well, good. Maybe they're not engaging tonight. Okay, so fine. We'll just keep on. We'll keep on rolling with what we have here. So, Dr. Salahuddin, I thought I would use that from the Quran because whatever it is Allah gives us that is in the Quran, it's always relative to time and also situations and circumstances we may encounter as human beings. And there are some things we just need to relinquish. We just need to get rid of. It's often been said, and I always use this when I was raising my children up, I always would say to them that habits can be your best friend or your worst enemy. They can be your best mm-hmm. friend or your worst enemy. And it don't take a rocket scientist to figure that out, because when we talk about reinforcing, we're talking about reinforcing good habits. And we're talking about changing bad habits. And so we want our good habits to be a best friend. If we have the habit of always being respectful and courteous, then if that becomes foundational as parents and in our parenting skills and instilling that into our children, then you always see that in your children. You know, I conducted the Talim most recently this past Sunday at Alma Benoon here in St. Louis, and our children went on a field trip to Mount, where did they go? They went to Mount Cavern. They went there as a field trip, Mount Cavern, here in St. Louis, outskirts of St. Louis, and they shared their experience in terms of being in the cave. So I chose to use in the historical context when the Prophet Muhammad was in the cave. But what was really attractive to me, how courteous and respectful that they were in answering the questions. They said, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, how courteous they were. So this lets me know that there is some work that's being, some homework that's being done at home in regards to their parents in terms of teaching them. There was no nodding of the head. There was no There was none of that. That was yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. So this here is teaching a good training and teaching in terms of good habits being instilled in our children when they're very, very young. And so it's personified when they're out in the public. You already know, and I know you, Dr. Slavadine, as an educator, you can tell when homework is being done by the parent, the type of students that you've gotten over the years. I just wanted to say that. Back to you, Dr. Yeah. Slavadine.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because when we were talking about the things that parents do that have an impact on their children, and then that child reflects that when they get home. As a teacher, an English teacher, I would always have my students writing journals. It was a form of therapy. It was a form of getting them to practice writing, getting them to think. And so sometimes they would share, and sometimes I would just check them and make sure they were, and give them credit for writing. And one time I checked the student's journal, and he had a curse word in the journal, and I was like, so I called him up to talk to him about that, because, you know, it's one of the things we don't do. We use standard language. We don't use that colorful language, whatever you call it. We don't use that. So I asked him about that, and he says, well, what's wrong with that word? I said, it's a profane word, it's profanity. He said, really? They use it all the time in my house.
Yeah, see?
And it was a, you know, word that somebody would call another person that's not a, you know, a good name.
Yeah.
And he really did not know. He really didn't know, unless he was, you know, acting, and he wasn't that type of child. So I was just shocked, and then I felt bad that, you know, this is a language that he's hearing, and he thinks it's this normal language. And I can just use it. So they have to learn how to, we talked about it, and learned, I shared with him that language was not permissible in the classroom. And then children have to, you know, learn to adapt. If they have to make some adaptations when parents do those kind of things. And so, it can be detrimental to the child when they get in certain settings and they don't know that whatever their parents have taught them or said to them is something that's not acceptable in other settings. So
that's right.
That's my experience there. Okay, so yeah. Hang on is the next
Hang on question. Is the, yeah, we're right at the end there. Hang on. So what did the author say about hang on after we've gone through all these other letters? So what should we be hanging on to there, Dr. Saluti?
We should be hanging on not to give up the right way. We should be hanging on to the right way. We should put our trust in Allah and keep trying. As parents, we can learn new ways and improve on our old ways. The positive results will be certain if we follow the above steps. It may take longer than we think, but we can't give up. The reward will be tremendous if we work hard and make a sincere effort to become better parents. Finally, we would like to remind, this is the author saying, we would like to remind parents that changing behavior is a long process that requires patience, endurance, persistence, and sincerity. It is something that takes time to achieve. You may have to go through all this process a few times, but don't give up. Set a reasonable goal for yourself. Try your best to achieve it gradually. Put your trust in Allah. Pray often, and make a lot of dua, asking for his support. The results, inshallah, will be certain. And that's how to hang on.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Hang on. And you know, Dr. Slaudine, when you were saying that, you know, oftentimes we hear imams that have given khutbahs referencing the Quran to hang on to the rope. Don't let it go. And sometimes you never depending on who's giving the cook bar, they never say what the rope is in terms of hanging on. But I like what the author said in terms of the qualities, in terms of patience, perseverance, being steadfast, and all hang on to that, because you're going to need that. You're going to need that as part of the qualities in having the right type of parenting skills, and you want to hang on to taqwa. You want to always hang on to being consciously regardful of God's word, His will, and His way in every aspect of your life. This is one of the aspects of our life as human beings in terms of having the honor to be a parent. You'd be surprised that how some are never able to really be parents. I know since I've been in this way of life, I can recall a handful of Muslims that actually wanted to have children, wanted to have a family, actually wanted to be parents, but they never got that opportunity to do that. And when we look at in terms of our evolution as a human society, this is needed and necessary. Just like the sacred institution of marriage, it has a purpose. And this is how the birth of family is supposed to happen in that natural order of things. So it's so very important to hang on to what it is that Allah has given us in His word of revelation, revealing to us the framework of parenting, our role and responsibility to our children. And we have much in the Quran that we can go to, and we have much in terms of the tradition of the Prophet in living the Quran, in being a parent, and showing what a real father is. Not only to his children, but to other children, as you mentioned, I think Imam Fahim Shuaib mentioned in a narrative of the prophet actually kissing and actually showing compassion for a child. And so this is very, very important to be able to do that for your children, but also to be able to do that for family and also for community children too. This mm-hmm. is very important. So I want to leave enough time, Dr. Salahuddin. We got a few minutes left here, and I'm very much aware of the fact that there was some examples that the authors gave, I think, could be very, very helpful. So I turn it back over to you, Dr. Salahuddin.
Okay, so we'll go over those examples. The author gave us two positive examples
mm-hmm.
where the parent is exhibiting good behavior. And
mm-hmm.
one of them is suppose your son is helping you set the table for dinner, and you tell him, "I love the way you're helping me." This is a positive parental behavior. And then another example is with your daughter. Suppose your daughter is wearing a new dress and you make the comment, "That looks nice on you." Again, this is a positive parental behavior. Parents should make positive comments such as these in response to specific positive behaviors or actions from their children. Parents should not simply praise their children continuously if the child has not made any effort. Parents must take advantage of specific events or actions that their children do to say something positive to them. In other words, you don't just praise the child. You say specifically what you see as a positive behavior, and you say that out, you know, you make that statement as opposed to, "Oh, you look pretty," or, you know, or the best thing to do would be, "I like that dress you're wearing," or "the
mm-hmm.
dress you're wearing is pretty." And then on the other hand, suppose your son is helping. Now, these are negative behavior. Suppose your son is helping you set the table and he accidentally drops the glass. And you say, "You are always clumsy like that."
Mm.
That is a negative parental behavior. Suppose you call your child names or insult them by saying things such as, "She's a little troublemaker," or "He's as skinny as a stick." This is a negative parental behavior.
Yes.
And these are behaviors we do not want to do to our children.
Alhamdulillah, that's excellent, excellent. Those are two excellent examples, you know, to remember. Always look for words of affirmation, a confirmation, if you will, for our children. Look for opportunities to do that. Rashid Salam, did I hear you want to say something there, or somebody just raised a hand or something?
No, no one raised their hand, Mark. We have a quiet audience today.
We got a quiet audience. Okay.
Yes, okay.
Well, we got a quiet audience tonight, so we hope, Dr. Salahuddin and myself, we hope that they listen well, that they brought an open mind, an open heart that we always ask to do. They brought their notebook and they brought their pen. I do think there's some noteworthy things that was actually said tonight. And hopefully they took some good notes, and maybe they go in and look at their notes, and maybe next week they might have something to say in the learning lab. And Dr. Salahuddin, you know, we really appreciate her and the work that she does in terms of working with this learning lab and disseminating this information. So Dr. Salahuddin, we got about another minute and a half. Want to give you a minute. Any closing remarks that you'd like to make, and please let the radio listening audience, if you would, please let them know how they can purchase this outstanding publication that both Dr. Salahuddin and myself, we endorse this publication, and we'll be endorsing publications that will help, since this is called the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And we shouldn't be afraid to read books. I have an extensive library, and I'm challenged with my reading, but I do read. Not like you all, but I read. But it's so important. So, Dr. Salahuddin, if you would like to take a minute to disseminate that information and any last comments that you'd like to leave our radio listening audience.
Okay, yes. The book, Parenting Skills Based on the Quran and Sunnah by Dr. Ekram and Dr. Muhammad Rita Bashir can be purchased at Amana Book Publications, www.amana-publications.com, and, of course, Amazon. Those are the two sources purchase this book. And the last thing I'd like to say is to tell our audience that next week we will be, inshallah, we'll be talking about responding to disrespect. I know that in our society that has become something that's promoted, actually, you know, especially if you're watching TV, disrespect, children disrespecting adults or disrespecting their parents. So the authors give us a section on responding to disrespect. So that's what we'll be doing next week. And we look forward to having that conversation and look forward to our audience joining us in that conversation.
Thank you so much. I say alhamdulillah, praise and thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost. I want to thank you, Dr. Patricia Slaw-Dean, for each and every Wednesday that you share your insight and wisdom that Allah has blessed you with. We really appreciate you. And so, inshallah, God willing, we'll see you back here on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab next week, and we'll be looking forward to that topic, too. So thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And there you have it, the first hour here on IWDM Radio, the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, with our very distinguished, esteemed co-host, facilitator, and producer, with yours truly, Mark Shaheed, Dr. Patricia Salah-Uddin, sharing her insight and wisdom. And so please tune in next week for the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab as we get ready to make a transition to the MGM Roundtable, the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. Let me alert you that the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio as tomorrow. The sister learning lab to the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Quran Shakir from the Jewel of the South. That's the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be joining yours truly, Mark Shaheed, here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And we should be close to completing the premarital questionnaire, and that is on the last category, which is physical and mental health. This becomes a little bit more personal, but it's something that has to be talked about. It's needed and necessary, so you don't want to miss that. And that begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio, so please tune in. And as always, we transition. We always begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. That is with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian, evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worshipped except for one, Allah alone, and that he has no partners nor associates in his rule. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed the seal of the prophets, and he is Allah's humble servant and his noble and generous messenger. And what follows in that excellent salutation, I am Mark Shaheed. I'm the host and the producer of the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, where I like to bring to you very distinguished and esteemed guests inside of our community. That's the community, Imam WD Muhammad, but also outside of our community, and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. No less tonight is I'm so very, very honored to have committee members from the MCC, that is the Muslim Culture Khan Committee, that has been established there in the Jewel of the South. That's Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm honored to have four outstanding committee members on young adults with me tonight. Brother Zaid and his wife Jada Ameed, also Bilal Sabri, and also Khadija Abdullah. And so with no further ado, I'd like to extend the greetings and please press 1, and our engineer will open your mic. I'd like to extend the greetings to all of you. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the MGM Roundtable.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I heard two. Wa alaikum assalam. So let's do a little roll call here. A little roll call. Zaid Hamid, you there? I heard your voice. And Jada Hamid, are
that's
you there?
I'm here.
Wa alaikum assalam. And Bilal Sabri.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah, you there? And Khadija Abdullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. So, okay, alhamdulillah. So, all of my honored guests here, I want to say to all of you, it is really an honor and a pleasure to have you on the MGM Roundtable. This is the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, as is heard here nationally and internationally. It's such an honor for all of you to accept my invitation. And I'd like to always bring those persons that are actually doing things to progress our community. And when I heard about the MCC, I can call it the MCC, the Muslim Cultural Khan Committee that has been organized early on this year, I said I got to have them on the MGM Roundtable. Because anybody that's doing something in this community, they always have an open invitation. So thank all of you for accepting the invitation. So I always like to maximize the minimum. And the minimum is always time and all, like to get the most out of it. So I think I remember all of you all's position, and started with Jada Ameed. You are actually the chairperson for this committee, and Sister Khadija Abdullah is the vice chair, and Brother Hamid, Zaid Hamid, you are the programming chair. And last but not least, Bilal Sabri, you are the financial chair, and that's a very important chair too. So if I got it incorrect, then you can most certainly correct me. So I always like to begin with the ladies first here, and I'm going to go to I want to say this here to our radio listeners. Let me congratulate both you, Zaid, and Jada on your most recent marriage there in Atlanta. May Allah bless you all with many, 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 many years together. And also congratulations to you here for being here and for answering what it is that the Prophet Muhammad said, that is one half of our religion, and making the pursuits in that regard. So I'm going to start with you, Jada Hamid, as the chairperson for this committee in all, and asking you to give us just some basic information as to when this committee actually was formulated, and everything, so some general information. So once again, welcome, Jada Hamid. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Give me one. I'm hearing an echo.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, I just would like to say thank you for having us on. Alhamdulillah, this is a beautiful platform, and so I'm truly grateful to be on this platform and share with you guys our information about Muslim Culture Khan and who we are. So, Alhamdulillah, so let me just take it back. Alhamdulillah, we've been meeting, a collective of us, a collective of young adults. We've been meeting since January, and it started off with a brother in the community. His name is Rahman Khan. He and my brother, Marcus Lambert, both reached out to me in regards of, you know, the needs for the young adults in our community. And so Brother Rahman Khan, he was a part of the Young Adult Conference when Imam Warfi Muhammad was alive. And so him and a couple other, you know, they were in a committee together. And so, alhamdulillah, so he had reached out to my brother, and my brother and him had reached out to me in regards to kind of carrying on the same legacy and carrying that torch in regards to, you know, having an environment or a space for young adult Muslims in our community and on a national standpoint. And so when he brought it to my attention, and I was like, oh, my gosh, like, yes, alhamdulillah, like, this was on my heart, but it just never, I haven't got the opportunity to, like, really pursue it. So, alhamdulillah, when he brought it to my attention, it really sparked something. It really sparked something in my soul. And so as soon as he, you know, told me, like, you know, do you have any other people in mind? I'm like, yes. Like, I know other people in my group that have the same passion and the same urge in regards to the community. And so, alhamdulillah, at that moment, I was courting with Zay Hamid. And so I had reached out to him, of course. And then one of my fellow sisters, Khadija Abdullah, who is on the call now, and then Bilal Sabri, which is one of my brothers in the community, and then also Fatima Ali and Aisha, and another sister, Inshira Jihad. So, alhamdulillah, I called my troopers. Alhamdulillah, I called all them, and, you know, I was like, yo, let's put this together. Like, let's just get on a call together, and, you know, let's talk about what we want to do or what's the need for our peer group. Like, how are we going to establish a foundation for our peer group, the young adults. So alhamdulillah. So yeah, so let me get to it.
This is great. You know, to hear that from you, and I love that you say that your troopers, this is the truth. Let's go to you for a little bit, Khadija Abdullah. You're the vice chair of this, and so my question to you is, when Jada called you up, and by the way, Jada, did I hear you say that your brother, Marcus Lambert, are we talking about Dr. Marcus Lambert?
Yes, alhamdulillah, that is my brother.
My God. Okay, so when you talk to your brother, make sure that you let him know that Mark Shaheed sent the greetings of peace. You might want to know this. I've had this round table on the other platform, AM360, which is a sister station, for over 5 years. And one of the first guests, I think, if I'm not mistaken, as I recall, it might have been the third production that I did on AM360 years ago, 2014? Might have been 2014 or 2015. I can't remember. I think it's 2015. Yeah, after Twin Servant transition, I had Dr. Marcus Lambert as my guest at the round table. It was the CWSC round table at that time. So be sure to send the greetings of peace to Dr. Lambert, if you would, please, from me.
Absolutely.
So, alhamdulillah. Yeah, this is a small world, right? All right, Khadija Abdullah. Okay, so when Jada called on you as one of her troopers here and told you what the plan was, your inspiration and motivation for coming on board, talk to us a little bit about your thinking when you first became aware of this young adult, Muslim young adult committee that was going to be formed.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. So initially, as soon as Jada came to me, we had already, prior to us meeting each other for the first time, we met at a conference. We met around being in organizations where people were building and wanting to keep the language of Imam Morsi Muhammad alive. And so it was naturally embedded in us to want this. But alhamdulillah, for the resources of Brother Rahman and Brother Marcus, we were able to bring this into fruition. So as soon as she had reached out to me, I was excited, definitely on board. This is how our community is going to grow. Some of us may not live in the same city, state, but all of us being able to come together through the leadership of Imam Morsi Muhammad in our community. So that was without a doubt. I was so excited and ready to build and continue what those before us had established and keep that torch lit, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. No, that's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Khadija. And then now I'm going to go to you, Bilal. Sabri, you were asked to come on board, and I guess you must have felt pretty honored that Jada asked you to come on board. And so what was your thinking and feelings in regards to, one, to organize, and to my knowledge, I think you may be the first in terms of having established a committee like this, and we're going to get into the vision and mission here in a few minutes here. Excuse me. So what was your thinking in regards to this? And I also want to ask you in terms of the MCC, the Muslim Culture Con, how does that relate in terms of the name that you gave yourself, Bilal?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.
Yeah, so very similar to Khadija. Like, I was very, you know, I was very excited about the opportunity. You know what I mean? Definitely was honored that she came to me. And my father, Ahmed Sabri, you know, constantly tells me about the conferences when he was growing up, Ramadan sessions, things of that nature. And so, you know, I just wanted to jump on, you know what I mean? How can I help? That was my first thing asking, how can I help? And once I found out we had, you know, financial help and then help from Brother Rahman Khan, who's already plugged in, alhamdulillah, you know, I was all in.
Alhamdulillah. No, thank you. Thank you so much for that. And last but not least, I want to go to you, Zaid Hamid. You were invited to be a part of the MCC and all. And so I want you to talk a little bit about when you first heard about it. And at that time, as your wife now said, you two were courting. And so I'm thinking that it had to be an honor to be invited to be a part of this outstanding committee that has been formed. Once again, welcome, Zaid Hamid.
I feel like, yeah, no, absolutely, Brother Mark. Jada and I had probably been courting for, it's funny, about 2 weeks before she came to me about it.
Not very long, and she offers you a job, huh? Put you to work.
Good job, Brother Mark, and I took the responsibility. But you know, it was like, it's like a contract, and that's the thing. A part of our process was seeing how devoted we are to helping, you know, build our community in whatever way we can. And you know, I'm from the home base, the Al-Muqminun Islamic Center, and we had some you know, beautiful history working together, you know, before I left and departed St. Louis. So
yes,
those type of activities amongst other young adult Muslims was something that I was seeking, and that's something that united Jada and I. So by that being like the foundation of what just united us in our personal lives, you know, it only made sense for her to, you know, offer that type of opportunity for me to, you know, spread my wings a little more with the broader community with the MCC. So, you know, only something very beautiful and something very powerful could lead up to allowing a situation like that to line up the way that it did. And alhamdulillah, it's really beautiful to be able to see that and then see the work that we're doing now, because it's coming from the same spirit. So the same spirit that, you know, our relationship is founded upon, the same spirit that we exemplify when we move throughout our communities, that's the same spirit that we're using to build this conference. So I was a little bit hesitant just for the idea of, you know, personal versus working relationships, but, you know, that's not something to necessarily shy away from. That's a place where, you know, you can find a source of experience and be stronger in both fronts if you're, you know, really patient and capable of taking on that responsibility. And that's what we do.
Yes, alhamdulillah. I want to stay right here with you, Zaid Hamid, and we'll work our way back down. You know, I'm always, whenever something is newly constructed, I'm always very, very interested and curious in terms of the inspiration, the motivation for doing this. And I think it's something excellent. It's something that's needed and long overdue for young Muslim adults to come to the forefront and to begin to organize and all. So the inspiration and motivation, from your perspective, Zaid, how would you respond to the inspiration and motivation that obviously all of you all have, especially when the invitation come to you? What's the inspiration and motivation that you would like to share with our radio listening audience?
So, it, like you said, we all are operating in a shared spirit of that, but it's shaped by all of our individual experiences.
Uh-huh.
And my individual experience with it would be, you know, being, you know, very active in the community as a youth and then as a young adult as well. But seeing how the environment as far as youth and young adults didn't necessarily sustain, or, you know, it was expressed in different ways, or, you know, it's just this idea of our young adults really became very spread out, you know, occupied by other distractions in our environment and things that, you know, don't really lead to building a lasting community. It's
mm-hmm.
essentially the lifeline. You know, you see the lifeline fading away in the distance, so we don't want to see that. So for me, based off of just personal experience, local experiences back home, you know, I would imagine you are a bit familiar with too, Brother Mark, is
yes.
something that I took along outside of just my personal experience, but I saw it as my responsibility because I witnessed the blessing that Allah put into my life that allowed me to come back and not just
mm-hmm.
be around, be involved, and I witnessed
yes,
how that was manifest in other areas of my life, and it was just leading to so much increase. And I'm just looking
yes.
at where I was before to where I was then, and inshallah where I'm going, and it's like I would have never saw an opportunity like that coming. So,
yes,
you know, alhamdulillah, I was blessed to have that opportunity, but it's just a reminder, not just for ourselves, but the potential that's within all of us that may, you know, wing and, you know, go in this or that direction, that there's always the possibility, the potential to return back to that straight path. So for me, it turned
yes, sir.
Into what can I do in the best of my ability to allow for someone that may be in a similar or worse or better situation than I was in to be able to have that chance that I feel Allah gave me. And
yes.
as a member of this community and as a member of the broader, the wider Muslim community, you know, we know it's all in Allah's power, but there's also to go along with that, what is our individual responsibility? What has Allah shown us? What Allah has shown us and has empowered us to do, that becomes our responsibility. And I took that upon myself. And then others
that were doing similar initiatives in our wider community that have taken those types of responsibilities upon themselves. You know, we became and got connected, and it leads into building the MCC to what it is growing to today.
Alhamdulillah. No, that's excellent. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Thank you so much for that. I want to say to our radio listening audience, if you just tune in, you are listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, and I have as my very distinguished guest, you just heard Zaid Hamid, his wife Jada Hamid, Bilal Sabri, and Khadija Abdullah of the MCC, that is the Muslim Cultural Khan Committee, that has been formulated earlier this year. And these Muslim young adults seeking to make a difference and have an expression in this community. And so if you have any questions or comments that you would like to ask them, we do invite you to press 1. And with those that I know, we have a lot of listeners listening by way of the Internet. For you to be involved and ask our very distinguished, esteemed guests any questions, you do have to call into the studio, and that number is 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. If you have any questions or comments, or you might just want to call up Muslim young adults and just give them the greetings and let them know how proud you are that this is happening. And oftentimes we say nothing is happening, nothing's going on in that community. But I'm always going to be seeking out those who are making things happen in our community. So now I want to go to you, Jada Hamid, and I'd like for you to give us, the radio listening audience, something in terms of, you know, whenever a committee is established, there's always a vision that you have. There's a vision, and I also know that generally speaking, whatever the vision is, that's generally what the mission is. So, Jada Hamid, could you tell us what is the vision of the MCC and what is the mission of the MCC? Jada?
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
So, alhamdulillah, as a collective, all of us, all the young adult Muslims in the committee, for our vision, we have established Muslim Culture Khan, seeking and providing an environment where young adult Muslims build upon healthy connections and to improve the quality of life in their larger Muslim community. That is our vision. And then our mission statement, our mission, Muslim Culture Khan strives to prepare our young adult Muslims for both individual and collective success by providing the space and life skills necessary to responsibly establish community. We support, strengthen, and celebrate our inherited legacy through the continued cultivation of our Islamic culture as young adults supporting Imam Wasi Muhammad's vision for a model Muslim American community life. So, alhamdulillah.
This is quite a vision and mission. And, you know, as I listen very attentively to the vision statement that you just read and also the mission statement, so you're well on the way in terms of embodying the same vision and the same mission of our beloved leader, Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad. And this makes me feel very, very elated to hear and know that we have young Muslim adults that are taking that banner and proceeding on and embodying the vision and the mission of Imam Muhammad. I want to go next to you, Khadija Abdullah. When you sat down, and I'm quite sure that your committee do everything by way of Amrahum Shura Bainahum, the mutual consultation, as Allah has said, that it is that in all of our affairs, you know, to implement that. I found the name very intriguing, the MCC, committee, the Muslim Culture Con. Talk a little bit about that and how you arrived at it, and especially culture. What is it that we could be actually looking forward to, Khadija, from this committee? If you would, take a few minutes, if you would, to kind of alert our radio listening audience in terms of what can we be looking at, expectations from the MCC?
Alhamdulillah, we are naturally a community of culture. That's something that we've all experienced being a part of Imam Mohsin Muhammad's community, with it being our conferences, lectures, just it's always felt like a family reunion, us getting together. So MCC wants to continue to implement that cultural aspect of still bringing Islam and the hikmah of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the language of Imam Mohsin Muhammad, and also modern-day culture, you know, where it may be expression of spoken word or hip-hop, just expressing ourselves as young adults in a way of being able to interact to our peers and show them that you can still accept this responsibility that we're all supposed to have as Muslims through expression and not feeling like it's not a safe environment. We're a very family-oriented group, always honest with each other, always being able to come together. And we've also received a lot of hikmah from those who have been in the same situation as us, who've organized conferences and young adult groups as well. So just keeping that as a reminder that this has been done, we want to continue to do this, and being able to express ourselves while also keeping that hikmah that is in us naturally.
Alhamdulillah. Now, that's excellent, excellent, excellent answer. You know, you kind of just went into the question that I was going to ask Bilal Sabri.
Thank you,
in terms, alhamdulillah, though, yeah, very, very informative answer. Brother Bilal, you know, as you just heard Khadija talk about your name, and your name says a lot in terms of what it is that you're looking at actually doing and the expectation. I want to ask you, Bilal Sabri, the impact. What type of impact do you think or that you're aspiring as the MCC to have just on those in this the age range of young Muslim adults? And by the way, Bilal, if you would, while you're speaking, give you a little bit more to disseminate. What is that age range? And I'm quite sure the members in our radio listening audience would like to know, just in case. And is it closed? Is the committee closed, or is it open, an open door for other members, persons across the country to want to be a part of it? Bilal, I know I said a mouthful there, so you can start anywhere you want. Bilal, Sabri.
Yeah, I'm going to try to work my way backwards.
okay.
So, yeah, we do have a, you know, target audience, but no, we're not closed off. You know what I mean? We're definitely more focused on, you know, the younger, you know what I mean, probably late teens to, like, you know, 30, because, you know, that's what we're seeing, you know, a lot of people leaving and just, I don't want to say dilapidation, but it's not as tight-knit as we see in our past generations. In our past generations, I know my father's generation, you know, community was more tight-knit, even in different, you know, cities. And so that's why we're trying to kind of reignite that same spark, that same fire. And so that's our purpose for having that age range. You asked me what outcome I see or what outcome I would want.
Yeah, is there a limitation? I mean, how do you perceive that in terms of young Muslim adults? Is there an age range? I'm thinking that there could be those that may be listening, or maybe there might be parents or grandparents that are listening. Would my child qualify to be part of the MCC? Would that be open to them, and would that be you know, a age range where it would end in terms of actually, or is age a real big issue or what? I'm just asking that question.
No, so, I mean, obviously the most important thing is just that desire, you know what I mean, to just help community life, you know what I mean, in the words of M.W. Muhammad. What's that word? It escapes me, but yeah, honestly, there's no age requirement in terms of being a part of it. You know what I mean? All help is welcome.
Yes,
absolutely. Any grandparents out there or parents wanting their children to be involved, definitely involved. It's not an issue.
Yes. Yeah, because you know, and having a conversation with Zaid, I don't know, a few weeks back, he can probably, his memory is probably better than mine, because I think you always want to make that distinction. Because you all are not youth, you're Muslim young adults. And the way I see it, as Imam Muhammad has made that distinction, and really he drew the line when he brought the attention to a youth with one that still be a dependent and probably still at home, but a young adult, and we don't want to ever overlook our young adults, where they have actually began to accept the responsibility and not only marriage or family life, but also community life and the perpetuation of the principles and values that we house as Muslims. So I'm glad that that you're distinguishing yourself in that regard. So I want to say to our radio listening audience, you are listening to IWDM Radio. If you just tuned in late, you are listening to the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. If you have any questions, comments for our very distinguished, esteemed guest, this is your opportunity to press 1 to ask a question or make a comment. And if you're listening by way of the Internet, you do have to call into the studio. The studio number is 714-816-4673. I never run out of questions, but I always like an engaging audience, and I'm quite sure that you don't always get opportunity to hear our young Muslim adults on the radio, Blog Talk Radio, or what, so I'm quite sure that some of you will have questions and comments for them, and so Rashid Salam, you can always alert me.
I'm alerting you right now, Mark.
Oh, he's alerting me right now, okay, because there's other questions I want to get out, because there's some very important things that the MCC is coming up. We want to give them opportunity to disseminate that information and look at futuristic plans that they have. I want to give them opportunity to do that. So let's go to the callers and see what they have on their mind, if that's okay with you, you all. The MCC, you okay? You ready for a question or comment from the audience?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Okay. Alrighty. Let's go Rashid Salam, who we have up first.
Okay, we have 773-450. Your mic is open. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Yes. You got a question or comment for our distinguished panelists here?
Yes, I do have some comments. Brother Mark, this is Bashir Assad in Chicago, Illinois, member of Progressive Leadership Legacy Association.
Alhamdulillah, Assad. Welcome, brother. Welcome to the MGM Roundtable. Yes, sir. Question that I meant for our distinguished guest.
Well, yeah, my comment, yes, too. You know, we're from the old school.
We were youth
at one time.
long time ago,
but we still have that youthful kick in us, praise be to Allah. You know, Imam said we still have some old people that's been around all these years that are still youthful. So I'm thankful to Allah. But I am thankful, too, for these young adults and what they're doing, because this is what us old folks are wanting to see and
wanting
to support. And I'm grateful that they're doing what they're doing. remember, Mark, you received a DVD from PLLA in the 10th
yes.
anniversary we had.
Yes.
And we
yes,
had a young brother from St. Louis, Rashid Mukman.
Yes, Imam Rashid Mukman.
Yes. And, you know, he
yes,
didn't film like it. But he made a
yes,
profound
maker.
Yeah.
Matter of
yeah,
fact,
he's looking at
for his premiere to come back to Chicago. I just spoke to him this past Friday, looking to come back to Chicago for his premiere. And he's supposed to have an answer mm-hmm. for me because I told him I would come to Chicago and support him in the premiere.
And he made a profound statement because that particular event was focusing on the four birds. And he
yes.
made a profound statement. He was representing culture. But he said
mm-hmm.
culture is in all of those four birds. It's in education, business, government, and what we call culture. So I did want to impart that upon our young adults as they go forward. One
yes,
other
sir.
Thing, Mark, Sister Fitra Muhammad had contacted me and asked me, or she had related to me, that she wanted me to come onto your program. I thought I was going to be on this evening, but must have been some miscommunication. But I would like to say to our young adults,
mm-hmm.
the event coming up in September in Chicago, sponsored by Study Al-Islam, the American Islamic College,
mm-hmm.
Is something that if you have the ability to come, we urge you to come. Mark, as you remember back in the day,
mm-hmm.
we had such enthusiasm about supporting
oh, yes.
our community. You know, today I know cost of flying and sometimes hotels can be expensive. But, you know, we used to jump in a car and travel across country. Or you would come
yes.
from St. Louis to Chicago. I would come to Chicago to St. Louis.
Yes.
So I'm urging these young people, if they have the ability, to come to this conference on the 23rd and 24th in Chicago, sponsored by
mm-hmm.
Study Al-Islam and the American Islamic College, A New Mind for a New People, a historical perspective of Imam Wahdi Muhammad. And
yes.
some of these young people may have not been born or had the opportunity, like you and I, to sit up under Imam Wahdi Muhammad. But we
yes.
will be having speakers that did sit up under, and not only people from our community, scholars, but we'll have people outside of our
mm-hmm.
Association, but Muslims, who have
yes,
great
sir.
Insight, and I think they'll benefit from coming. Now,
yes, sir.
Students,
I can say this, Brother Hassan, I think that we may have a couple of them that are looking to be there. And everything. So what I'll do is, I always announce this in terms of helping, because this is a collaborative effort with the American Islamic College, which Imam Muhammad had a very close relationship with, and Study Al-Islam, you know, with the founder and CEO of that, beloved sister and friend, Fitra Muhammad. And so what we'll do, we will try to arrange whereas that next week we can actually have you on. So there was some miscommunication that was there. So we want to get back to them, and
okay.
I'm quite sure that, if I'm not mistaken, I think a couple of them are planning on being there for this historic, and it is a historic occasion, on the 23rd and 24th of September, there at the American Islamic College in the Windy City of Chicago, Illinois. Thank you so much, Brother Hassan. And, you know, it's always good
thank
to hear
you.
Your voice, bro. You know, so
you
good
too.
Talk. Yes, sir.
Appreciate your work, and we appreciate this Muslim cultural con. You're doing
yes,
a great job. Yeah, thank
yes,
you.
Sir. Thank
That's
you. And we appreciate your work for all the years that you're doing, and you're still working and haven't stopped yet.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu
alaikum.
I just wanted to add a comment to the brother in his comment in regards to the Islam conference. Alhamdulillah,
yes, ma'am.
me and Khadija, inshallah, will be there September 23rd. And alhamdulillah, Sister Fitra had reached out to us because we were on Study of Islam past weekend. So, alhamdulillah, we actually do. Alhamdulillah, we do look forward to the conference because, like the brother said, this will be very beneficial. Even in regards to the statement in itself, new mind and new people, we are a part of that. So, you know, alhamdulillah, I'm looking forward to the conference and the knowledge, inshallah, that we will receive.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Yeah, so alhamdulillah, I kind of, a little birdie kind of whispered in my ear in regards to both of you all being there, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, let's Rashid, do we have any other hands in the air? Brother Asad, yes. Please press 1 as you go out, and please, contact me. I know you may have my number. You should. Give me a call, and so we'll arrange something for next week for you to be here on the MGM Roundtable, because we are, I am committed to promoting this historic event. So please give me a call, reach out to me. Okay, so Rashid, do we have any other callers?
Yes,
with their hands up. Okay, let's go to the other callers and see what they have on their mind for our panelists.
We have 618-580. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Askia.
Alaikum assalam. I know that voice. And where you calling from, Imam Askia? I mean, give your whole name. Where you calling from? I know he laughing. I know I got him laughing now.
Yes, this is Askia Hamid. I'm calling from East St. Louis, Illinois, across the river from you in our community setting of St. Louis, Missouri. But, yes, I had a statement and a question. I wanted to commend these young people and their very encouraging. I get communications from pioneers all the time that very motivated by seeing young adults that identify with the Imam language as well as aspiring to be growing Muslims and acknowledge that uniqueness of our cultural tradition as we grow in al-Islam. That's my statement. But the question I would have is the aspect of, I see them by saying that was shared earlier that they reach out to other young adults that have the same interest in these cultural and community concerns across the country, and that's great. And we have callers, I'm thinking like our caller shared, well, we have to also know that this institution has also financial needs to continue to grow, to be able to have representatives in the various cities with the various activities to represent them. So we have a role in helping them be in those places where we used to soldier in the cars. Hey, they fly real quick now, you know? But we have to have resources to have them to have representatives, as just was described there, in for the mending that can take place in some places where we have various activities throughout the country that have us in different spheres, meaning Muslims don't have to go completely across the country to be at a venue that at one point we would all be in one location. I can see them helping to be the martyr to help unite those kind of efforts wherever they might be. I conclude with that, and if anyone can elaborate upon perceiving that and how we as a community can help them make those connections, sharing that with us too, how to financially assist them. And I
alhamdulillah.
Congratulations.
So, yes, and thank you so much, Imam Askia Hamid. Of course, if that last name sounds familiar, that is the father of Zay Hamid and also the father-in-law of Jada Hamid. Thank you so much for bringing it up. Press 1 as you go out, Imam Askia. I'm going to take this, since you have your offices here, the financial chair, and you always need to have a financial chair. I'm going to ask you, Brother Bilal, Sabri, has anything been established at this point whereas donations could actually be made to the MCC or what?
Absolutely. So we have a Cash App that you can definitely send donations to. Brother Bilal,
you need to get a little closer to your mic. Your voice is not coming across very clearly.
Hello?
If you would,
hello,
because I want our radio listeners to really, really hear and understand what it is that you're saying, okay?
Hello?
A little bit better.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Right there is good. Keep talking.
Okay, so
Give that information now, because I was going to have it done at the end, but you can give it now, and then we can give it before we close out. Okay.
Okay, no problem. So we have a Cash App. It's going to be MCC2023. That's MCC2023. We've been receiving donations already, alhamdulillah, and we will soon have a PayPal as well for donations, inshallah.
So you have PayPal has been set up also, am I understanding that correct, where believers across the country, if they want to be contributors and supporters of MCC, they can also utilize PayPal, correct?
No, so we don't have a PayPal yet, but we will have one.
Okay. Let me ask you something while I'm still here with you. Has any type of website been established as of yet, or is that a work in progress?
Yes. If I'm not mistaken, Jada can help me out. I believe it's
okay. I'll defer that to her. I'll defer that to her. Thank you so much. Okay, so we want to keep it moving. Rashid, any other hands in the air that want to ask a very distinguished panelist a question in regards to the MCC? Rashid?
No. Mark, the board is clear.
Okay. You got a question or comment, Rashid?
I just want to say assalamu alaikum and congratulations to you all.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, so look, this is what we want to do. I want to go back to the programming chair. I want to go back to you, Zayd Hamid, and all. You're probably best qualified, I'm thinking, since you have that position. You have something that's coming up that's it's going to be pretty much virtual. September the 3rd, if I'm not mistaken, which is on a Saturday. Please inform our radio listening audience, what is this all about, and how can a radio listening audience be participants in this upcoming September 3rd event that you all have scheduled? Zayd?
Yes, sir. So to the listening audience, inshallah, Saturday, September 3rd at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, we'll be hosting our Muslim Culture Con virtual launch. This will be our first event as an organization. Theme of the event will be the importance of taqwa. There will be a keynote presentation by Imam Rashad Abdul Rahman that will follow a discussion amongst the young adult Muslims on the planning committee and some of our participants that have RSVP'd from the information I'll give you in just a second. So this event is virtual. It's open to all ages across our whole community, across the country, but we're definitely encouraging young adults to participate in the conversation on the topic, which will be the importance of taqwa. There will be prizes. We'll have polls. And we're using this as a way to be able to get our planning committee and the MCC, get our running legs on, but also be able to have the opportunity to showcase what the young adults of our community are capable of doing to, inshallah, be able to lead into having more responsibilities to help facilitate more discussions amongst our young adults in our community in order to, you know, successfully transfer the torch into the coming generation. So to learn more or to RSVP, you can reach out to us at our email, which is MuslimCultureCon@gmail.com. All one spelling, MuslimCultureCon, C-O-N, @gmail.com. If you email us there, we'll be able to send you the registration link and information. And just as Bilal was letting everyone know, this is a free event, but if you would like to donate to us, it's the $MCC2023. So last runaround, Saturday, September 3rd at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, the Muslim Culture Con virtual launch on the importance of taqwa with our keynote presentation from Imam Rashad Abdul Rahman. And inshallah, please, please, please reach out to our email for the RSVP information. We already have a decent amount of RSVPs for the community. And as a brief shout out, this will be hosted by the New Freedom Exchange, helping us with our technology. This will also be streaming of other virtual platforms in our community as well, so we can make sure that we have as large of an outreach as possible.
Alhamdulillah. Oh, that's excellent, excellent. And so, so our radio listening audience, this is the first major steps that they are actually making. So we want it to be well supported. And as you just heard Zaid Hamid say, this is, in fact, free, but there's opportunity. You know, Muslims, we're always in the spirit of donating and supporting and helping. This is what it is that we want. And as we heard our brother Assad that just came on and said, this is what it is that we've been looking for. And if Imam W.D. Muhammad was physically present amongst us, and as he said, that both he and I had the experience in terms of being around the Imam, I know him well enough to say that he would say, this is what it is that I'm looking for in this regard. So when we learn the religion of Al-Islam, we're obligated. I said we are obligated. I'm going to say that again. We are obligated to support all the good. We don't have to lead everything. But most certainly those of us who are conscious and regardful of our role and responsibility is to be very supportive of that. So, alhamdulillah, most certainly you can count on me supporting and keeping it fresh on the people's mind, even here in the Gateway City also. So with that being said, I want to move back to the chairperson, Jada Hamid. If you would, futuristic, I am aware of the fact that you are actually looking into the upcoming year, 2023, possibly late spring, early summer, in terms of actually perhaps having your first conference. Can you talk a little bit about that to our radio listening audience? What are you, the MCC, looking at futuristic for the upcoming year? Jada?
As-salamu alaykum. Yes, alhamdulillah. When we first started our committee and our planning, alhamdulillah, we talked about, inshallah, hosting a conference of May 2023. But alhamdulillah, as we continue to grow and evolve as a committee group and as an organization, we still are in the works of planning our second, well, not even our second, our next event, our national event. And so, inshallah, after our first event, which is our first a virtual launch, September 3rd, and inshallah, for the time to be grateful, we will be partnering with them in giving more of our work in the time to be grateful that's coming up, that's presented by the Muslim
know, in December, inshallah. But in regards to our conference, we haven't yet established information for that yet.
Okay.
So.
So am I hearing you say that, of course, for our radio listening audience, those who don't know, the annual Time to Be Grateful will once again be held in the nation's capital there in Washington, D.C., and inshallah, I plan on being there. I'm trying to get in touch with my good friend, Professor Aisha K. Mustafa, a longtime editor of the Muslim Journal, and all. So are you looking at possibly the MCC making some type of presentation, maybe workshop or something of that nature at the Time to Be Grateful in Washington, D.C. this year, Jada?
Yes, inshallah, we do have the opportunity, and alhamdulillah, I just want to shout out to the Time to Be Grateful Planning Committee for allowing us to partner with them for us having a workshop and an activity, inshallah, for the young adults and youth. So, inshallah, you will hear. I'm sorry.
Hear more. Yeah, hear more about that. Yeah, so you heard it right here on the MGM Roundtable. So, alhamdulillah, you know, I'll be looking forward to that. And that's a great honor to be a part of the Time to Be Grateful. I've had that experience the last 2 years, last time in Los Angeles, California. And what was the other time? Oh! That, just last year, virtual is a little bit different for Mark Shaheed. I don't do too many virtual things because of my vision and everything, but it worked out fairly well as I was a part of the Time to Be Grateful last year too. So it's really an honor to be a part of and to have something to present and contribute. So most certainly we will be looking forward to the MCC's presence this year, inshallah, time to be grateful. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was agreeing. I was like, yes, alhamdulillah, we definitely look forward to being a part of the Time to Be Grateful. And actually, Brother Mark Shahi, I do remember you having your workshop for the Los Angeles Time to Be Grateful, and it was actually a beautiful workshop, very good information, and I think it was in regards to marriage.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
I know the room was filled up, but you just don't know who's all listening. And so I do have still some CDs left from that workshop in Los Angeles, California. A lot of requests, but then COVID shut down a whole lot of traveling for Mark Shaheed, so I wasn't able to make any of those trips to about 3 cities and all. So, alhamdulillah, I wasn't aware that you was out there in Los Angeles, California. So, alhamdulillah. So, I want to, before we close out, we're getting close to the closeout time, I am going to, I'm going to start with Khadija Abdullah. And I want to give everybody a minute to a minute and a half of closing remarks, what you would like to leave with the IWDM radio listening audience. And we'll start with you, Khadija Abdullah. What would you like to leave with our radio listening audience before we depart? Khadija?
Alhamdulillah. Well, first, starting with, it's been an honor to be invited to such a beautiful radio station. Inshallah, may this continue to remind us of why we're doing this, reminding us of our intentions, and keep us on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. May all of us reap the good in this life and the next. Those are my remarks.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much, and we really appreciate it. And so just knowing that we have persons such as yourself and this MCC committee, it actually serves as an inspiration, a motivation for this brother that's been in the community for 55 years to keep on going. And you all are my inspiration and motivation. So it's an honor to have you. Thank you so much, Khadija. Now I go to my brother, Bilal Sabri. I want to give you a minute to a minute and a half. You can utilize all of it or some of it. You choose. What would you like to leave with the IWDM radio listening audience? Bilal?
I'm sorry, can you say that again, brother?
I said, what would you, I'm giving you a minute to a minute and a half for any closing remarks that you would like to make and leave with our radio listening audience.
Well, yes, I just want to thank you, brother, once again for the opportunity to, you know, reach your message, reach your audience. If I could speak to anyone listening, we appreciate you, Young, and the ones before us. All support is appreciated, and we hope to be able to add and help benefit this community, just as our past generations have and continue to do so for generations to come. Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, so I want to just say to you, Bilal, it's really been my honor to have you, the MCC, on tonight. I always love to spotlight, especially our young people, but young Muslim adults in the valuable work that you're doing. So it's really been an honor to have you and the MCC on tonight. Thank you so much. And then now we go to you, Jada Hamid, and I want to give you the same time, a minute to a minute and a half. Any closing remarks or what would you like to leave? I know you got a lot of wisdom there. What would you like to leave with the radio listening audience tonight, Jada?
Alhamdulillah. I just want to say you had mentioned that this was an inspiration and a motivation for you. But alhamdulillah, my pioneers and my people, my pioneers and the generation above me, is an inspiration and motivation to me and to where I'm at to this day. So alhamdulillah, I'm truly grateful for the support and the people that I have amongst me and our community, because alhamdulillah, if it wasn't, you know, for you guys, I wouldn't be where I'm at. And alhamdulillah, the work that we're doing is really big, and it's a big responsibility. And so alhamdulillah, I look forward to our involvement and our growth of Muslim Culture Khan. And alhamdulillah, I appreciate you, Brother Mark, for having us on the radio platform.
Alhamdulillah. Well, you know, it's an honor, like I said, to Bilal and also to Khadija, and just want you to know, inshallah, this won't be your last time. You have an open door policy here as long as I'm with IWDM Radio, and particularly here on the MGM Roundtable. So, so look forward to other invitations as you continue to grow and to develop. We want to always have the door open for you to be able to disseminate the information in regards to the MCC. Last but not least, my good brother and friend, Zaid Hamid. You got the same amount of time, Zaid, a minute to a minute and a half, and I know you always got words of wisdom. What would you like to leave with the IWDM radio listener, Zaid?
Want to, you know, give our praise to Duke Allah for this opportunity for us to be able to present on this platform and the many other platforms we've been able to share about the MCC and our upcoming event and events and partnerships. I liked this one because it was like more of an interview thing. It was kind of cool. It wasn't us just, you know, giving the spiel about what's going on and then Salam. It was engaged. But I definitely did want to close out with this. I kind of referenced to Brother Mark on a call recently, but all the way back, you know, when I was getting my studies in and I asked Brother Mark, I said, Brother Mark, people always talk about the second half of the deen is marriage, but nobody ever said what the first half is. And I said, Brother Mark, what's the first half of the deen? And Brother Mark said, taqwa. So
yes.
That conversation is what led to me even pitching the idea for why we're starting Muslim Culture Khan. With the importance of
talking.
Because our community responsibility rooted, you know, from marriage, you know, that comes from our taqwa, from the work that we do based upon our taqwa and our faith and the knowledge Allah has blessed us with. So, you know, Allah has blessed us with you, brother, and this opportunity to present on your platform. And I think it's just, you know, a nice way to come back around, you know, for me to, you know, be able to offer that to you. And then, you know, I will show appreciation to the rest of the committee that was on as well. And inshallah, if anyone's able to RSVP or reach out to MuslimCultureCon@gmail.com, and we'll get the registration info over to you for the virtual launch. But wanted to just say thanks again for that, Brother Mark. I'm doing what I can with that information.
Alhamdulillah. And I want to say, please, radio listening audience, you know, spread the word. Let's make sure that we be very, very supportive of the MCC. September the 3rd, give that time. Once again, Zay, this is a free production, but there's two ways that you can make a contribution. And so they're just getting started. They need the help and all the help and support. I know my good sister and friend, Fitcher Muhammad, and it's all. I would listen to Fitcher say to you all that you're not starting from scratch. You're not starting from scratch. There's so much that has already been established, and I think you have articulated that in looking at those that have been in the community and the pioneers and all. And this is what it is that we want to see. This is what our beloved leader, Imam W. Dean Muhammad, he wanted to see. This was part of his vision because he was very astute, very intuitive. He knows, you understand, that our future lies in the understanding not only of his language, but also, you understand, the mission that Almighty God Allah has given to all of us to be Khalifa to Ark. This is a big, big role and responsibility, but Allah has said in the Quran that he's given every creature its provisions, and Allah has most certainly given us our provisions, and not only has he blessed us to have the model human example in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he also has given us someone from even our own ethnic group that he is truly, truly blessed with great insight and wisdom, the tafsir, a clear explanation of Imam Warthuddin Muhammad. So it is, and it should be an honor to be a part and association with Imam Muhammad and this community, and most certainly Imam Muhammad it would be very, very happy and elated to know that the MCC has formed, and there are consciously regardful Muslims that are well aware, as they say, in terms of your responsibility as young Muslim adults in picking up the torch and keep on going on, because we're getting old and we won't be around so long, but at least when we leave here, I know I can feel very confident that this community is in very good hands, responsible, conscientious Muslims understanding what their role and responsibility is. So it's been an honor to have the MCC here. I want all of you to know that you have an open door policy here on IWDM Radio. Anything that comes up or whatever is noteworthy, Zay knows how to get in touch with me all the time, and we'll find a way or make a way for you here on the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. Thank you so much, and once again, before you go, give that information again, Zay. You got it down pat. September the 3rd. What do they have to do? Tune in and donate.
5 p.m. Central, September 3rd. If you want to donate, that's on the Cash App, $MCC2023, MCC2023. And for registration information, email MuslimCultureCon@gmail.com. All one word, MuslimCultureCon, C-O-N, @gmail.com.
Well, I want to thank you so much. I want to thank you, Jada, Khadija, and Bilal for coming on And may Allah continue to bless you and your efforts and all. And so until the next time, I'd like to extend the greetings of peace to all of you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. So there you have it. This concludes the broadcast in the IWDM radio, concluding with the MGM Roundtable, my very distinguished and esteemed guest. The committee of the MCC, that is the Muslim Cultural Khan Committee, that just have been organized this year, and we're looking and expecting some really great things. They all already off and running, so be sure to be supporters of the first event, September the 3rd, coming up this year, and you have the information. So make sure you put it in announcements in your local massages and Islamic centers. I want to say that the beat goes on here, IWDM Radio, as tomorrow, the Sister Learning Lab, which is a courtship and marriage learning lab with Karan Shakir from the Jewel of the South, that's the ATL, will be joining yours truly, Mark Shahid, and that begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And we will be close to concluding. I don't know where we are, but I know we are on the last of the categories, which is physical and mental health, and that's very, very important. It becomes very personalized as I transpose that and made it the last category with very, very important questions that have to and need to be answered. So you want to be sure to tune in for that, make it a family affair. And especially those young people that are reaching puberty, it's not too early to provide that information and education for them. And those who are aspiring to be married, we want you to tune in. And those of you that are not aspiring to be married, maybe we get that premarital questionnaire. It may help you in your communication with that potential mate. Also, Friday is Salatul Jummah Day, even here, not only worldwide, but here on IWDM Radio. If you are immobilized, can't get out and about, you can always come back with the very distinguished esteemed Mikhail Sahir each and every Friday, and that happens at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. The longest-running production on IWDM Radio is Words Make People. Yes, Words Make People. Once again, with Imam Mikhail Sahir, you always have very intriguing guests and very topics that was pertinent to all of us as a community. That happens each and every Sunday afternoon. It begins at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central Standard Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And at the beginning of the week, the very distinguished esteemed Rashid Salam, he's engineering tonight, but he has his own production. And he always teams up with instructor Abdul Shahid on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. Now, this is a learning lab. You definitely got to bring your pen and pad. You got to take notes because it's too much to try to just remember and all. And, you know, this is a family affair, so you don't want to come by yourself. You always want to invite a family member, a friend, an associate, a neighbor, a community member. That happens each and every Tuesday night here on IWDM Radio beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And that brings us back to tonight, Wednesday night, which is the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with the very distinguished and esteemed co-host and co-facilitator and producer, our very distinguished sister, Dr. Patricia Slaoudeen, joining yours truly, Mark Shahid, each and every Wednesday. And it starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, and is followed every Wednesday by the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. As you just heard, the MCC, a very distinguished, esteemed guest. Each and every week, we have very distinguished, esteemed guests. And I think maybe next week it might be Brother Assad, as we are promoting the very historic dinner and conference to take place there in the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois, 23rd and 24th. Inshallah, yours truly, Mark Shaheed, will be there, and I'll be looking for you. And we're putting a lot of emphasis on our youth and young adults. Those of you that have youth and young adults, if you have ID, that's high school ID or college ID, the admission for the presentations is free for you. Yes, that's right. It's free for you. Spitzer informed me that it is free for you. We want to see an outpouring of our youth and young adults at this conference. And also, it is also imperative that we support that. We should support Study Al-Islam for those of you who are listening in the Eastern Standard Time Zone. That's each and every Sunday morning. It starts at 10 a.m. for you in the Eastern Standard Time. If you're in the Central Standard Time, it's 9 a.m. for you, and it is 7 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, Study Al-Islam. Also, last but not least, is the lifeblood of our community, which is the Muslim Journal. Please, let's support the Muslim Journal, as it has been supportive of our community for many, many years. If you have a subscription and you have allowed it to lapse, please renew your subscription. If you have a subscription, think about somebody that you can give that as a gift. Maybe it's a family member, a friend, an associate, a neighbor, a community member, or perhaps your local library where many, many people can read the Muslim Journal. So with that being said, I want to thank you, our radio listening audience, because without you, there could not and would not be IWDM Radio and the productions that you hear.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares?
Yeah.
Save a world and despair.
Salam is for you and yours. God's peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
Is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies.
Assalamu alaikum.